Tonight we're joined by WOOC Youth Correspondents Ariana Young and Trayvon Votrin. They're back in the studio as part of a weekly series that we have in terms of hearing from youth voices from the Capital Region. Ariana is a sophomore, and Trey, what grade are you in?
Sixth
grade. And Ariana is going to be asking Trey questions about his self-published newsletter, TV News.
Okay, so Trey, what is TV News exactly?
TV News is like, it's basically like any ordinary newspaper, but it basically covers like what most people don't cover, like the Times Union, like stuff like that. So it covers like some stories that they don't cover. Like it covers the news, it covers the news, but it covers your weather, it covers activities that youth can do in the Capital District, and stuff like that.
Would you say that TV news is specific to your neighborhood?
Yeah, because I mostly focus on the Capital District.
Okay, and how are you changing TV news?
Well, I'm changing TV news into YMS News, and YMS News stands for Youth Media Sanctuary, because I want it to be more involved with the sanctuary.
Would you let other youth interns write for TV News?
Yes, that's why I'm changing it to Youth Media Sanctuary, so it's not only Trayvon Votrin.
Okay, so for other kids out there that you may have inspired, like, why is TV News important to you, or in general?
TV News, well, aka YMS News now, is, like, important because it, like, basically gives, like, more things to do for, like, youth like me and you, basically. Like, we can go on there, edit, talk about what's happening in the community and stuff like that.
All right, and so, like, who helps you with construction of TV News?
Well, mostly everybody here at the sanctuary, because they tell me about stuff that's happening. Yeah, they tell me about stuff that's happening.
So do you have first of all, are you going to hang on to the early editions of TV News? Because it's interesting how things evolve. So this started as your project. TV stands for Trayvon Votrin. So now it's translating into something else, Youth Media Sanctuary News. Are you going to maintain your own individual news and publication outlet, or just hang on to the original copies of this idea and look at the evolution of a Trey project?
All the old TV News and all the new YMS News, like, everything is going to be going on the Sanctuary website, so you can always go there and look at all the old articles that came out, like my first one and stuff, and also you can come down here to the Sanctuary and see it.
Oh, right. Just tell us where everybody can get it.
You can come down to the Sanctuary. And also
every
online.
What day, though?
Oh, every Monday at 7:07.
That's when the new one comes out. Yeah. That's what I meant. Thank you, Trey. Any final words?
Well, thank you for having me here in the studios.
No problem.
And also thanks to the all.
People
can pick up a copy of The Alt this week, and our very own WOOC intern Trayvon Votrin is the cover of The Alt this week, and details of all of the polyvalent work he does at the sanctuary is listed out in this edition. Now we're handing over the conversation to Ariana Young and Aaron Pinder, who are going to be talking about history.
Hello, Aaron. How are you?
Stay and bless yourself.
Bless as I should. So, how do you feel about only celebrating Black History Month in February?
I think it's kind of wrong because, for example, like in school, we only talk about slavery or any type of stuff involving Black people only in books or like in some type of just in books generally. But after that, like, after we read the books and after February is over, we don't learn about any black, like, people or any black, like, inventors or anything in school.
Okay. And why do you think that African Americans protest for specific things?
I think they protest because, like, we're not being heard enough that lead us to, like, express that anger or, like passion into protest so we can be heard by the government and that we want to change in the society.
And you know how black people, in particular, are stereotyped a lot. So do you think that themselves create their own stereotypes?
I think, honestly, yes, because, for example, if you think of a black person, you think, you know, gangs and, you know, just ghetto, you know. But when you think of a white person, you just think class and educated and, like, having all the things that a black person can afford. And then when you create all that stereotype, we keep following that stereotype of being, you know, only that one, you know, person that we can be. Like, just for example, like, somebody's, like, told her I was acting white. Like, I talk white sometimes. And I don't think you can act a color. Just like me saying I'm going to act blue tomorrow and talk, no, red next week. Right. It makes no sense. You just can't act a color. You just can't live by that stereotype. And just being, like, put in that stereotype by society, you got to follow that stereotype.
Okay, now to switch gears into the prison system. Do you think why do you think that prisons are filled with more black prisoners?
Just like the stereotypes, like Trayvon Martin, you know, they assume that we're bad or like we're doing something bad. So when you assume something bad, you just mind of all black person being bad leads to you assume that we're going to do something bad or like something not good to society. For like, as I said, Trayvon Martin, he would just walk in, going home with Skittles and a juice, and Zimmerman just shot him because he looked suspicious.
And how do you feel about black people or African Americans being wrongfully prosecuted?
I think, like, for like another example, like Leisha Evans, she got arrested by the cops for just peacefully just speaking her mind with no violence or anything, which leads to her, like, being prosecuted just by speaking her mind. Because as a black person, you can't have an opinion in society. Because if you have an opinion, you're acting for too much. Like, they are, like, the government or, like, the white people already gave us, like, freedom and stuff. It's like, if we protest more, like, we're acting for too much. Like, we already got the freedom from slavery. So if we keep acting for stuff, it's like we're acting for too much from the government.
And why do you think that it's hard for people who have been incarcerated to find a job?
It's hard for them because you just got out of jail. And especially, like, being black and just being out of jail, it's hard because if you can't find a job after being coming out from jail, you turn to drugs or selling drugs just to help yourself because you don't feel like society can accept you or, like forgive you what you did. So after you already, like, consume yourself from not being forgiven by society or yourself, you turn to, like, the drugs and violence and stuff, which also leads you back in prison or dead.
Do you think that people have to tell their story more to overcome shame? Like, thinking about incarceration and, like you're saying, you know, the social stigmas that people then face. Do you think it's important for people in general to just tell the truth of their story?
That's a good question because, like, I think, like, people who's been incarcerated should help out the young people these days because they're so evolved around the gangs and, like, drugs and stuff. So if you speak your, like, help them understand that what you did as a teenager is not going to help you as an adult because you already been through that stuff, you already seen it. So since they're in still that stage as being a teenager and being going through that phase, you should at least talk to them or, like, just express that pain that you went through by just being in prison or causing yourself to make the bad choices so they won't have to keep making that bad choices to be in jail like you did.
Well, any final words from Ariana, from Aaron? Any final wishes or ideas for the audience?
Just out of trouble, you know. Just don't do drugs, you know. Step the streets, you know, because it ain't a good time. This generation, it's really not that good.
Yeah, you guys, and just put God first. Ain't he good?
All the time.
All right.
That was Ariana Young and Aaron Pinder speaking on history, and they're going to be back in the studio every Thursday. We're going to have voices from the Capital Region. They are WOOC interns who have been working to craft questions around certain conversations on the radio.